carpet and inspected it carefully. Then he stepped on it and said the word.
I imagine it's slaved to his voice pattern, said Silver, without looking round.
Marco cursed quietly. Alibaba appeared from behind the screens, followed by two men with swords. He was carrying a small black box on a red cushion. He looked sideways at Silver and spoke a few words in halting Latin.
He is going to summon that which speaks all tongues, she said. I think.
While they watched, he laid the box on the floor and opened the lid. The thing he took out puzzled Kin. It looked like a small, flat teapot made out of adulterated gold. He polished it with his sleeve.
Will you give me no peace, sorcerer?
It had appeared a few feet away, hazy in a cloud of purple smoke. It was immediately obvious to Kin why Marco's appearance hadn't bothered the man. If he was used to things that looked like this, he was used to anything. It was man-height, or would have been if it stood erect, but it was bent almost double, two thick gold-scaled arms and oversized hands serving as a second pair of legs. Clusters of tendrils grew out of its neck. Its face was long, vaguely horse-like, topped by a pair of pointy ears and tailed by two mustachios that trailed on to the floor. It wore a small, cone-shaped hat.
"Know that I am Azrifel," it began in a sing-song voice. "Ginny of the desert, terror of thousands, scourge of millions, and, I must be frank about it, slave of the lamp. So, what do you want this time, master?"
There was a long speech from the sorcerer. The ginny turned around until it faced the trio.
"My master Abu Ibn Infra presents his compliments and welcomes you to his humble abode, and a lot of stuff like that. If you want to eat, just tell the table. Your wish is its command. There's a lot of that sort of thing goes on around here," he added.
Kin hunkered down beside the table and looked at it more closely. It was one block of crystal, but now that she paid close attention, there seemed to be something else in there too, something like a moving wisp of faint smoke. She thought of cucumber and green papillon salad and the cinnamon ice cream she used to buy from Grun's old drugstore in Wonderstrands, the one with the recipe that Grun had refused to sell to the dumbwaiter programmers. There was always a black treel cherry on top. The memory of that taste welled up until she drooled. It grew out of the table. There was an impression of swirling movement in the crystal, and then it was there, smoking with frost. There was a black treel cherry on the top. And Kin picked up the carton and stared. It was in a familiar blue, black and white, and showed an anthropomorphic penguin in a chef's hat. Around the side was the old drugstore, corner of Scrail and High, upper side Wonderstrands 667548. Tregin Grun and siblings, Reg. We freeze to please. Marco stared at the carton, then looked down at the teasing shadows in the tabletop.
I don't know how you managed that, he said carefully, but what I have in mind is the blue plate special they serve in Henry Horse's Kung Food Bar in New...
He stopped, because it was already there. There was one bowl, heavy pottery, containing something under an orange-yellow crust that rumbled with internal eruptions.
It must be telepathy, he said uncertainly. It's just a telepathic dumbwaiter. Come on, Silver, I'm hungry.
You're hungry, said Silver.
She drummed heavy fingers on the table edge, then, doubtfully,
I have in mind a dish of ceremonial truduk.
The shadows swirled, disappeared. Silver's fingers drummed on.
Smoke guacacuac, with grinses, she suggested.
A vague shape appeared above the crystal, then faded.
Dardugs in brine? Chak sweetbreads? Chikwa? Dried kumkums?
Kin sighed and pushed the ice cream away untasted.
Is there a problem? Said Azrafel.
The table can't handle shand proteins, said Silver,
sitting down heavily and drawing her knees up to her chin.
What is a protein?
Abu Ibn Infra seated himself comfortably by the far side of the table and put out his hand to grasp a crystal glass of pinkish liquid as it materialized beside him. Azrafel stirred and nodded as the man spoke. My master wishes to talk about your flying clothes and similar matters.